crowd never looked so good. Two incredibly sexy men will rise for your auditory pleasure. Keeping up with the Geek Bros.
It's that time again, that time again of the week, not of the month, but of the week, where Vibe and Juancho sit together and discuss what's going on, what's going on, what's going on up in here. Keeping up with the Geek Bros. I am Juancho.
Hey, hey now, this is Vibe.
And it's episode number 21. Such a long time coming.
that was too easy of a setup. I won't do it.
Family podcast.
It's a family show.
So what's going on, Vibe? What's going on?
It's all good. We're all here. I'm glad to be back. It's another week. 21 episodes.
Where did you go before?
It's a lot. But, No, what you ask me? Are you asking me how my weekend was?
I actually was.
Okay.
Something that...
Over the holiday weekend.
Yes, exactly.
The holiday weekend. I did a lot of nothing. I'm almost done with a little bit of editing. I was a lot of time in my bed, and it was fantastic. Except Friendsgiving. Shout out to JJ and the lady formerly known as Jilly Goods for their Friendsgiving. That was a lot of fun. That was savage. It's the truth.
Savage.
It was a good time. I made a delicious... If you're not following the Vibe Studios Instagram, which is a V-I-B-E-S-T-U-D-I-O-S, or is it Vibe Rev Studios? V-I-B-E-R-E-V-S-T-U-D-I-O-S. That's the Twitter and, and the Instagram. Go on there just to look at my ham spread. It was amazing. I want you to tell the folks that are listening how fantastic that spread looked. And mind you, I baked it and I garnished it myself.
Wait, you made a spread? I don't think our listeners / viewers want to see a spread of you on Playgirl, bro. Do you even like nude, bro?
Anyway, it was a really nice
ham. Hold on, but can I finish? How are you going to cut me off? I'm still
talking about the ham.
Can I finish? I mean, the way he slowly roasted the ham and then put a glaze over it very gently.
Glazed it.
He spanked it a little bit.
He's making a mockery of it.
I just don't know what Dark Flex did with that ham after we left.
Oh, yeah. I want my pot back, Flex.
But I'm pretty sure he slapped that ham a couple times before he finished it.
Anyway,
off.
It was
delicious.
Slow baked, wrapped in foil for 2.5 hours. Then it was glazed and then put back in for another half an hour. Then I garnished it with purple grapes, sliced orange wedges.
Pineapple.
Okay. And two pears on the side, and pineapple and, you know, maraschino cherries. The picture was delicious.
Pineapple.
It was fantastic.
The pineapple.
So I'm very proud of what I did there.
The ham.
So that was actually
orgy.
The highlight of my weekend. Your weekend, Juancho, besides Friendsgiving, which he was actually there. Can you believe it? We actually hang out socially sometimes.
Yeah, socially sometimes. Other times I want to kill him, but it's okay, though. I chilled. I actually chilled, still doing my stuff, finishing up my... I had home. I actually have midterms this weekend for my short classes. Yeah, very boring.
That sounds
very boring.
Thrilling.
Hung out with the fiance, and that's it. That's pretty much. Oh yeah, we went to go see Howl's Moving Castle. Oh, such a wonderful movie. 3 hours long.
Wow, really? Why is it not on our open mic for you to review?
Okay. Well, it's going to be being discussed during Anime Invasion. Time.
Okay. Oh.
So she fell asleep.
Okay, that's not a good review.
Well, no, because that's not her type of movies. I mean,
okay,
you have to have a quiet taste to.
So what you're saying is that you wasted the movie on her when you could have taken me, so we could have done a proper review.
It was a mocha, and it was a Sunday.
What's your point?
It was on Sunday.
Listen, Theo Starr and Joey Fire are old enough to be left alone with some bread and a toaster. It's a Pop-Tarts for dessert. I'm not heartless.
What about the meat, bro? Do you even like sandwich, bro?
What do you mean the vegan life?
Do you even sandwich, bro? So, yeah, that was my weekend. It was fun.
I'm happy to hear it.
Yes.
Do you have any more questions for me?
Yeah, what else is going on with the Geek Bros and Geek Girls? Can you hold on, man? You're on fire. Are you nervous?
Listen, I have something I'm expecting to do a little later, okay, that you're expecting to do a little later. We're kind of hyped for that. So this is kind of like a chore, but I love you guys.
We're doing things later?
I know. Yes, we are.
I'm scared.
Okay. So, Geek Bros and Geek Girls news. Geek Boys. Geek Bros. Geek Boys. Listen to me. Geek Bros. You're going to be getting... You got the recap.
What are you going to be getting?
What are you
going to be getting, Bob? Talk to me. Tell me how you really feel.
And he says, I'm overzealous. You guys got the Keep Up the Geek Bros recap video. I'm still working on the...
Wait, hold on. What was that? What's going on there? Are you joking, bro?
I'm sorry. I'm thinking about the Friendsgiving. That's not making me feel very good. Okay. Freak you, Darflex, and your freaking ocean fishbowl.
No. That's not even a fishbowl. That was in the ocean.
That was like deep sea. Deep sea.
That was the Mariana Trench.
Jeez. Anyway, so you can watch that. I'm about done, actually, with the Justice League review that Juancho and I did, but... Since we're actually doing something special after this podcast, we're going to be doing a reaction video. Since you guys loved our reaction to the Star Wars trailer, we're going to do a reaction video to the Infinity War trailer. So I'm putting it on hold. I'm going to
film. What will Juancho say this time? Because last time he said Darth... Oh, is that...
Oh, yeah, you got caught too. He's like, Boba Fett, are you serious, dude? But so we're going to be doing a reaction video tonight after this podcast of the Geek Bros, all four of us. That's Darflex, Garbanzo, myself, which is Vibe, and Juancho. We're going to be sitting here. We're going to do a reaction video. Quickly talk about the trailer. I'm going to edit that bad boy tonight and hopes to release it tomorrow. So check that out. And Geek Girls, to be continued. So other than that, Juancho, what brings us here today?
We got no comic book news because Juancho is slacking. The Wicked movie standout, The Shape of Water. Video games out this week. A Civilization gets a new expansion pack. I guess we got spoiler alerts for the new Dragon Ball Z Fighter game. And Juancho reviews Howl's Moving Castle.
Snore.
For Open Mic, Mark Hamill's favorite Star movie is The Last Jedi.
Oh, I don't believe that whatsoever.
It was an interview he did on
That's because Disney is... No, we'll talk about it. Disney's forcing him because he didn't like it. I know he didn't like it.
But what, bro? Do you even like bro?
You saw his earlier articles that he said that day.
He said this movie is better than Empire Strikes Back.
Oh.
Blue boxes are to be considered gambling. EA, it's in your stocks. James Franco working.
Did you almost curse Tom?
Yes, I almost cursed him out.
Oh my god! All right, sorry.
I have a lot of beef with EA. EA, if you're hearing this, what you got, bro? What you got? Then we get all sued. They take over the company.
They already emailed us. I heard your host talked negative about this. I want them to retract that.
James Franco working on an X-Men property. Tokyo Disney planning a new amusement park and. Mm. Infinity War trailer.
We're going to have all four of us talking.
Dark Flex, guys. Okay. Garbanzo, Vibe, and Juancho all in one room again.
And we're going to try and figure out how we're going to squeeze everybody into this little studio area to record our podcast review of the trailer. So you look at that, guys. You're getting a podcast review.
Are you calling me fat, bro?
You're getting a reaction. I'm calling myself fat. Shoot.
No, we're all fat, bro.
Yeah, we all.
2018.
Except, Flex is looking good, man. He lost 20 pounds. So
stuff's fat.
Okay, all right. So we're all fat, but he's going to be less fat than he was.
Fat. Oh yeah.
So family show,
family podcast.
All right, so let's get into it.
Fresh scent. It's time for that fresh scent. Weekend movie standout is The Shape of Water. Vibe, do your thing.
I'm gonna tell the audience what thing I'm doing. Sounds so bad.
Vibe is gonna play the. He doesn't even know what the. What was the movie called again?
Excellent. Shape of Water.
Shape of Water. He's never seen the trailer, and it's a very sci-fi movie. Fresh. So I'm gonna go ahead and have him watch the trailer, and then we can discuss about what he thinks about the movie this weekend.
Listen closely. I'm not breaking this down.
We're not breaking it down. She opens the water.
He's working.
There's shares floating.
The princess without voice.
It's water.
She's drowning.
What did I say?
She's not drowning. She's sleeping.
Oh, that's so cute. Fox Searchlight's underwater. Oh, this is Aquaman.
No.
Eliza, come on.
Girlfriend.
Okay.
Eliza, hurry.
Oh, you go, girl.
I like what they're trying to do, a mundane life, routine, and until. See how I timed that?
Yeah. Guillermo del Toro.
Mute, sir. She can hear you.
You clean that lab, you get out.
This may very well
be the most sensitive asset ever to be housed in this facility.
Okay.
You may think that thing looks human. It stands on two legs, right? But we're created in the Lord's image. You don't think that's what the Lord looks like, do you?
This creature is intelligent.
It's odd.
Capable of language, of understanding emotions.
Looks at me. He doesn't know how I am incomplete. He sees me as I am.
This is like her, but with the water monster.
Yes.
Aww, so sweet.
The natives in the Amazon worship him as a god.
What are you talking about?
No.
You need to take it apart. Learn how it works.
I don't want an intricate, beautiful thing destroyed.
Oh, wow.
We can do nothing. I'm sorry.
They're kissing.
Get this, Alassa.
What is she saying?
Don't do this.
Oh, God, it's not even human.
If we do nothing, neither are we. What?
If I told you about her.
Nothing, we're nothing.
What would I say? I wonder.
The Shape of Water. So there's a sci-fi movie of the weekend. So I know last week we said Coco was our movie weekend standout. Did you know that Disney threw a 21-minute short of Frozen before that movie? People were outraged.
Why were they outraged?
21 minutes of Frozen. People wanted to shoot themselves after hearing that snowman speak for 21 minutes.
It was a 21-minute short? Really?
Yes. In front of Coco.
But, so did they have no faith in Coco whatsoever?
It came to a point that movie theaters are posting signs saying, before you see Coco, no, there's a 21-minute of Frozen. People were pissed off.
Wow. But that shows you that this is a very ethnic animation, it's about the Day of the Dead, that they believed it wouldn't stand on its own without word of mouth that there was a Frozen featurette attached to it.
And no one knew it was there.
On purpose. They did it on purpose because they wanted word of mouth to help carry the movie. So
now people don't want to see, people are actually trying to be 21 minutes late to the movie just so they don't have to see the short so they can see the movie.
So I guess Frozen isn't as beloved as they thought?
I don't know. Just 21 minutes of Frozen? Really? How much more minutes do you need
whatsoever defending it, but it obviously shows you that Disney did not feel like this movie would stand on its own merits.
And
it needed word of mouth from a Frozen short, so much so that they put, because sometimes, you know, even Pixar puts like shorts and they're kind of like,
not five, six minutes, fine.
They're lovely, but it's just for the hell of it. Disney obviously did this because they didn't feel like Coco would stand on its own, and that is a biting indictment on their ethnic-centered or that, you know, animations. So I'm very kind of disappointed.
Yeah. So?
But if The Rock was in it, they wouldn't do it.
Pretty much. Why? Why?
Because why? I'm saying it because Moana was an ethnic. It was Polynesian, right?
Yeah.
But because they had a heavy hitter in it, they had The Rock, they knew that The Rock would draw in crowds.
Pretty sure.
The Rock draws in box office.
Because these are brand new.
Exactly.
Brand new
it's Hispanic.
It was a very Hispanic.
Very Hispanic, very, very ethnic, very cultured, and there was no...
Beautifully done, though. I'm beautiful done.
But there was no main actor, though, to carry it, to want people to bring out. So they said, okay, they're going to put something there.
All right.
I'd love to know what Disney has to say. We need to look for a rebuttal from that.
Get it to us.
Disney, do you even animate, bro?
So, the video game's out this week, guys. November 27th, we have Street Fighter 2, the 30th anniversary edition.
Can I pause this for a minute?
Yes.
I didn't realize that's what you meant. When you said video game's out this week, on our outline, it says on cell phone. So I thought that meant, like, are we just talking about cell phone games? So now he's on his cell phone, and he's reading it off to you guys. But when I'm looking at the outline, it says video game's out this week on cell phone. I'm like, mobile games? Like, is something going on? Like, I didn't know.
One okay. Two is prepared. OD for November 27th on PC. Resident Evil Revelations Collections, November 28th on the Switch. Resident Evil Revelations 2, November 28th on the Switch. Resident Evil Revelations, November 28th on the Switch. EverQuest 2, Planes of Prophecy, PC, November 28th, 2017. Siberia 2, November 30th, 2017. Star Ghost, November 30th for the Switch. Serial Cleaner, November 30th for the Switch. Opus, The Day We Found Earth, November 30th for the Switch. Arcade Archive, Traverse USA, Switch, 30th. Battle Lord Runner, November 30th on the Wii U. Bomberman 93, November 30th for Wii U. Doom VFR for PC on December 1st. Xenoblade Chronicles 2, December 1st for the Switch. Xenoblade Chronicles 2 Special Edition, December 1st. And for the Switch. And Gear Club, December 1st for the Switch. So, guys, I don't see any PS4 and Xbox games so far for the holiday. So maybe they're ready for something to come up.
Why did you say holiday like that? Holiday.
I don't know.
Okay, cool.
So, while we were talking about Civilization, so I actually took my time and did some research on some Civilization games because I know you love them. They're coming up with a brand new expansion for the brand new series.
And it's before you play it. I haven't played the original yet.
The Civilization 4, V is 4, right?
V is 5.
Civilization 5 is doing better on Steam than Civilization 6. Now, don't get me wrong. Civilization 5 was a beautiful game. And that's the one you played.
That's the one I'm still playing.
And it's beyond beautiful.
I enjoy it so much.
So maybe this expansion will boost those sales up in Steam and bring up the game back to its original marketing.
Must be reasonable. I mean, when Civilization 4 came out, I didn't play it as much because I love Civilization 3. I didn't get really beyond Civilization 3 till Civ 5 came out. So, I mean, it's an acquired taste. Civ 5 was superior than Civ 3. Both in graphics and in gameplay, and I mechanics, so I liked it more. But Civ 4, and I have it, I'm telling you, I played it a few times, didn't like it. Civ 5, give it a chance, and that's why I'm really excited about... Oh, sorry, Civ... Is it 6 now?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, Civ 5. And that's my game. All those expansions, it's all my game.
All right, go ahead, good play.
We're going to play the expansion trailer for Civilizations 6. So where are the worlds? Well, this looks good.
Daughter... The path has not always been easy.
That's a lie.
You have never faltered.
Fake news.
Ours is a journey that spans generations.
That looks really good.
Where one story ends.
You see pores in their face.
Begins. The world our ancestors faced was brutal. Yet from it,
it's the Prince of Egypt.
They drew life. And though the road
and they threw a little plant hook in there.
Was at times harsh.
So, she's attractive. She is, though.
From it, great civilizations arose.
Yes, exactly. I'm sorry, she's computer animated, but she's attractive. You cannot say she's not attractive.
Can you even date, bro?
It's my future.
If only to see them fall.
What is that?
That's the way they used to do medicine back then, bro.
As witches?
Yet from the ashes of the old,
you know, to prevent, I guess,
new possibilities arise. You need only persevere.
Oh, snap. I have got to reset my screen.
Yeah, you do.
For united, mankind is capable of many things.
Oh, yeah. It was both bronze. Great. It wasn't always green.
It was bronze. French gave us that beautiful Statue of Liberty.
And terrible.
Like a pink goddess.
She's so hot.
Still, The true power to shape this world has always lain in your hands.
Is it Berlin Wall?
Yeah.
That's cool!
Wow, I wonder if they're going into, like, the wars, like, throughout the...
Choose well.
Look at her eyes. Her eyes are beautiful.
So what is it, the president of the UN?
Yeah, or the United States.
That's UN.
It's UN?
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
Rise and fall.
Civilization VI, Rise and Fall. That was actually pretty heartwarming. I think what they were trying to show us was what's the phrase I want to call it? Multiple lives.
Yes.
Like through the generations.
So you'll be able to get this game on February 8th, 2018.
I'm excited. Juancho will be getting that for me, and I'll give you guys a full review in 2018.
All right, here's the deal right now, Vibe. If I get you Civilization VI, will you review the game?
Well, of course I would review the game.
Will you be playing the game?
Yeah, I'll be
all right,
playing it.
But you're getting the game.
And then you're going to get it too, and we're going to play each other, and I'm going to whoop you. You know you can play each other in this thing, right?
Yes.
These are awesome. Woo!
So yeah, I'm going to get you the game.
All right, let's do that.
All right, so, do it. We got that on the mark.
It's on the horizon.
So Anime Invasion time, guys. This week, this came out of Reddit about a major spoiler. I mean, spoiler beyond spoilers or spoilers. Well, we already knew who this is coming, those who are keeping up with the Tournament of Power.
I'm not keeping up with
that. I don't care. The Dragon Ball Z Fighter game...
Savage!
...will have... Ultra Instinct Vegeta. So that means either we're getting Ultra Instinct Vegeta after or before the Tournament of Power. I want to see a Ultra Instinct Vegeta versus an Ultra Instinct Goku.
What's the point? You've seen them fight base level. You've seen them fight Super Saiyan. You've seen them fight...
God.
You've seen them fight God. So what is it? Who cares?
Super Instinct is like beyond that. It's like...
Oh, yeah. There's always something beyond it.
Beyond it. It's okay. Like, oh, my God.
I'm still mad that they retconned Super Saiyan 4.
There was a scene where Goku slides his Kamakea.
What? Is that what he's calling his thing?
I don't know. I call it Kamakea.
Where did he slide his Kamakea into?
It's
a family show.
The thing is that I don't want to have Goku slide into anything because it was like a girl.
Kamehameha. The Kamehameha.
Okay, so the Kai, he's actually like slides it on top of the power, and you see him slide it over and then blast all over the girl's face. Like, blast it. I mean, like, destroy it.
Are we talking about hentai? Are we talking about JBBZ? What are you talking about? The way you're describing it sounds dirty.
Well, I gotta show you.
No, you can't show me. I don't want to watch it because I need to. I'm trying to catch. Stop it.
When you watch this scene, you're gonna be like, damn. All over. It like blew her to the floor of how bad this Kamehameha was.
Between Juancho and my youngest brother Matthew, they got me to give Dragon Ball Z Super a chance again. I am now on... I just finished
the Black Goku saga?
Yes, the Black Goku saga, which I absolutely hated.
Did you get to feed me the little alien?
Yeah, that little crossover.
What about the little alien?
That's the last episode I got.
Okay.
I haven't been anywhere else yet. I have 60 more episodes before I catch up, or 65. So, but I hated the Go Black Goku or Goku Black.
Yeah, it was not my favorite.
Bringing
future Trunks in was kind of like, eh.
No, that was fan service, pure fan service, and they tried to make it a mystery, and they tried to make it cool.
You're going to see how they're going to... A lot of the information that you see now, they're going to retcon GT after you get to after this year. You'll see.
Oh, no, but don't retcon GT.
Yeah, GT's gone.
I liked GT.
GT is gone, bro. I'm sorry. After Super, it's everything.
There's got to be a way to do this.
There's Kid Buu.
Where? He's not there.
Super.
He can't be there.
Oh, crap. I know. Another spoiler.
Boo's in Super.
Tournament of Power has
Kid Buu. I don't want to hear it. What's wrong with you?
Open my disgust. Oh, not yet.
He is the worst homie because when he spoils even after you beg him not to spoil it for you.
House Moving Castle's review, 5 out of 5 stars.
Open
Why?
My.
Because the movie's a classic. I mean, seeing that movie on a movie theater was beyond amazing.
You gave it a 5 out of 5? You gave it more than that. More than just nostalgia.
Why?
Because 5 out of 5 means it was a perfect movie. Why was it a perfect movie? If it put
The artwork was beautiful. The voice acting was perfect. The music was perfect. The storyline was beautiful.
Here's a basic plot summary.
Okay, so it's about a guy who lives in a castle. He's a magician. He lives in a castle, okay? A walking castle. It's not a really castle. It's like a rundown type of castle. He's a wizard. He has no heart. So the theory is, and the village is that he steals pretty girls' hearts and eats them. So the main character is a girl who's walking down the alley, and then he saves her. And this guy's, this wizard is handsome. So they mingle. They got acquainted. So now a bad witch sees them together. So the bad witch puts a curse on this girl and makes her really old. Like, extremely old. So she now has to find how to try to remove the curse. And that's what the story is.
Okay.
Of trying to remove the curse, him trying to be a better, trying not to, to find himself.
Are there any power levels in this movie?
There's no power levels, just a whole bunch of magic stuff. And very, I love it. It's during a wartime era where everything is like, I think Hayao took some of this during World War II, I will believe, because a lot of inspirations, because it made me feel like this was a World War II type of movie into the future.
Okay.
There was flying car, flying little things. There was zip lines.
Flying little things.
Yeah, flying little things with little wings and little long metal things with wings on the sides.
Okay.
So, wonderful movie. If you guys don't have it on DVD, I do recommend you guys get it.
Well, that was a good review. You used my pick. I might actually see it bootlegged somewhere. Are you ready for open mic?
Open mic discussion.
Why are you on your phone?
I'm trying to pull the interview of Mark Hamill saying that he loves The Last Jedi.
You should have told me to pull it before we started recording.
I didn't think about it.
So, Mark Hamill, he says his favorite movie is Star Wars The Last Jedi. I call BS on that. I call BS on that because there was plenty of articles and interviews leading up to it.
Are you calling Mark Hamill a liar?
I'm calling whoever is quoting Mark Hamill a liar, or I'm saying he's been coerced by Disney saying, listen, if you want your money, you need to stop bad-mouthing where we're taking Luke. You need to be a team player. You see what I'm saying? Tell me that doesn't sound right to you.
No. I'm trying to find the article. No, but Mark Hamill's so weird, bro. Let me tell you. He's
not weird. I think he's on his principles, but I think he's been coerced. I don't want to say bullied, but bullied to be a team player. Much like the way Ben Affleck is probably being bullied to be a team player. Affleck is done.
Yeah,
you know he's done.
Yeah,
but he keeps dancing around it. Why is he dancing around it? The studio saying, my man, play ball. It's in your contract to do press. And if you want your money, you need to play ball. So he's playing. So he doesn't want to seem like a liar, but he's dancing around it. Same thing. I'm pretty sure Disney said, "Listen, Mark, we're not gonna pay you the X number of royalties for this if you don't play ball. You need to stop saying you're upset with the way we're taking Luke. You need to stop saying you're upset with where Star Wars is going. You need to play ball and say whatever you want after in retrospect. Everybody can say whatever, but right now during press, we don't need Luke Skywalker." Telling the fans of Luke Skywalker that you don't like where Luke Skywalker is going. I'm telling you, that's what happened.
You know, the article also said that when I was actually watching, he believed that he was talking about how he was there for a while and they thought that he had a whole. Oh no, actually, this was an Ellen. Confusing the wrong ones. But here it is. One Empire Strikes Back, a moment it's mad about.
I'm looking for it. Keep going. Keep reading.
So, Evelyn before director. I'm looking. Hold on. I am still looking. I don't know. We should have been prepared for this one.
Not me. You're the one who bring it up. You should have gave me a thing. Read it.
Just
paraphrase you.
It was an article. It was a video.
It was a video.
It was a video of him, of a reporter reporting on him and actually saying that he said that he actually enjoyed The Last Jedi and that is better than Empire Strikes Back. So that's a lot to say because Empire Strikes Back was it was a great movie.
All I can find is Mark Hamill is rolling in a wheelchair so he can be left alone. And it didn't help.
Damn.
Huh.
Well, I love me Mark, some Mark Hamill. Don't die on us.
No. No.
Maybe Imspaw has it.
No. Okay, this is dead air. You can't have dead air on a podcast. So Mark Hamill is no. Okay, he says he's not evil. No, that's not what we're looking for.
Okay, so move forward.
Okay, all right. Well, you go on. Okay, but tell me again. You said that he said in a video that
in an interview that he actually enjoyed. That he thinks that The Last Jedi is better than Empire Strikes Back.
All right, guys, I'm going to, like I said, I call BS on it. Again, I stand by what I said. I think he was being coerced, if not bullied, by the studio Disney to play ball. I'd love to hear what you guys think. Shoot us an email or comment below on this video recap. When you see us later on this week, not next week, because it should be coming out on Friday. And I'd love to have this discussion because it seems like he's doing a 180. And
but remember, he didn't see the movie. I wonder if actually, you know, they start and say, "Oh, I don't like the movie," and then once they finally see the final product, they're like, "Oh, this is a great movie."
Potentially, but that's only in retrospect, in hindsight or whatever. Because let me tell you something right now, and I have to be perfectly honest. Most of the videos that I release for Geek Bros, I don't like it at first. I release it, I kind of cringe, I shrug my shoulders. It's the best that I can do. After I watch it, some of the videos that I absolutely hated are some of my most favorite videos we've done. Okay, let me be perfectly clear. Lonely Vader, I hated Lonely Vader. I was a gimmick I created just for Vine, and it was just meant to showcase my new studio skills with you know, rotoscoping a lightsaber. And then I put it together. I didn't care much of it. I didn't even like the trailer. Now, one of my most favorite things we've ever done together was Lonely Vader.
I love Lonely Vader.
Even the trailer was fun. The final battle, as lame as it was, was fun as heck.
I love Lonely Vader.
So I'm just saying that, you know, in hindsight can do a lot for you.
I love Lonely Vader. Lonely Vader was one of my favorite things that we've done so far.
You know,
it took my acting skills to the next level.
It was good. I wish we'd do a season 2. If you guys would like a season 2, email us at geekbros, GEEKBROS.
Is there
1 second
things that we can do?
Huh?
Is there like a 1 second video that we can do or no?
No, we'd have to do it as a YouTube series, and it would have to be longer, and it would take me forever to rotoscope. But I'm willing to do it if the fans want it, if the audience wants
it, if the listeners want it.
Watch Lonely Vader. Okay.
All right. So loot boxes are.
Don't gamble away your YouTube experience without watching Lonely Vader.
Because loot boxes are now to be considered gambling, right?
Gambling!
Which makes sense. You're paying money to gamble, to get these exclusive things as gambling. Let's cut it short.
It's true, because you're getting a box, you don't know if it's in there.
So,
but what does that mean?
Does this mean now that games... I think there was a specific country in Europe where they're banning these games that have loot boxes.
That's pretty much every freaking game now.
Well, if you're paying for it, it's fine. But if you're going to have work on it, this is different. Now, if you're going to have to pay money to get these loot boxes and you don't know what you're getting, that's gambling.
No, but that's all loot boxes.
Pokemon Go.
No, the other one.
Pokemon Battle?
Pokemon Duel has loot boxes. Battlestar Galactica has loot boxes. Hold on, I'm not done yet. what else am I playing? What's it called? Adventure Time. The card game.
Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty. They all have the loot boxes, and the boxes, you don't know what's in there. And especially the Star Wars Forces of Destiny. That is loot box crazy galore. I've spent so much money on that freaking game.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and you don't even know. It tells you what you might get. It gives you a solution of what you might get. But so what does that mean for the mobile gaming industry? Which thrive on microtransactions.
That's going to be something we're going to see up in battle. I don't know what's going to happen.
I can see a huge backlash.
See, this is what you get. See what you started, EA? If you guys wouldn't be so freaking greedy, none of this crap should be happening.
True, but at the same time,
can we also
blame the
EA?
We can also blame
EA.
You players for not accepting the way it is. This is the future of gaming. Get on board. But it's true. It's going to be interesting. I am so... I can foresee that the future of gaming when it comes to loot boxes and microtransactions, that's going to be a hot topic, a controversial topic we're going to be discussing in the future. Mark my words. We're going to be having a controversial topic. This is going to balloon, much like all those sex scandals going on in Hollywood. Carry on.
There's so much sex scandals, bro. I'm so tired of them.
Okay.
So, I'm looking at EA's current...
the stocks?
Stocks right now. They are at -3.98.
Okay.
So, it opened at $109 per stock. It's now down on $105, so down about $4. And it keeps going down.
Down, down, down.
In a week, it's gone down... Well, that's a... that's a pretty big jump.
What?
You're looking from the 28th to the 29th. That's a big drop.
When? Yeah, it is big, but it was a big jump too. So what did when did Battlefront come out officially?
Battlefront came out officially the same that
day. That's the spike, right?
Yeah,
yeah, that was a spike, and then the backlash, it dropped completely. It fell like a stone.
It's falling about.
Then it came up and it's still falling.
I don't know what to say about EA right now. They're I don't know what's gonna happen.
They'll bounce back. They'll do what they need to do.
But you know what I'm worried about is that they got rid of whatever needed to be get rid of. But now on December they're going to add everything back. Like, okay, you know what? We removed it, but we're gonna add it back after we do a couple updates. I mean, so what was the point of everything that you've done? I mean,
damage control. Just to say, okay, well, we're listening to you. We're gonna stop it for right now until we do our own little research. Not gonna do anything. It's gonna be the same thing. But by then, they're gonna hope that you guys got it all out of your system. You played the game for a while. You love the game. You won't mind. So it's classic.
Media outlets and podcasters keep talking about it. It's not gonna change anything.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I'm media casters.
So, Vibe, I think EA needs to get it together. Just like James Franco.
Why does James Franco need to get it together? He's getting it together.
He is very handsome, by the way.
I don't think so.
Oh, you
not
know,
at all.
Okay.
Not even a little bit.
He's so handsome.
Nope.
Come on.
Nope.
Why him?
He isn't.
Why him?
Why him was a classic movie of crappy guys getting great girls and good. I'm sorry.
Are you jealous?
I'm getting into my feelings. Okay.
Are you jealous?
I'm getting into my feelings.
You need another fishbowl.
Forever alone.
Hashtag truth.
Hashtag truth.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. So, James Franco, this is coming from Polygon.com. James Franco X-Men spinoff will be a hard R in the vein of Logan and Deadpool. Actor James Franco affirms he's working with longtime X-Men producer Simon Kinberg on an X-Men property that will reflect a newer, adult-oriented superhero movies like Deadpool and Logan. Franco told The Hollywood Reporter that he couldn't divulge too much information about the role, but
reiterated
that Kinberg was involved with the project and that the direction of the movie will encroach upon a new ground of superhero storytelling. Franco added he wanted the movie to push boundaries, but still be entertaining for the original fans of the character. And I quote, "What I love about Simon Kinberg and Fox and the X-Men people have done with Deadpool and Logan. It took a while to get there, maybe 10 years, but they are going to go hard R," Franco said, end quote. "And we're going to," end start quote, "and we're going to take this superhero thing and really just push it into a new genre," end quote. So Vibe, I'm stopping the article right there. And Vibe, James Franco,
courtesy of Polygon.com.
Another X-Men. What do you think about Jess Franco's kind of personality, kind of what characters he portrays in movies to be in X-Men?
He portrays a snarky character.
Do you think he'll play one of those, like, was it Jubilee? What's the guy with the?
I think it's gonna be Multi-Man, because it's showing Multi-Man.
Yeah,
right,
exactly.
Here. So I'm thinking that this is obviously, they didn't put this here for no reason. He's gonna be playing Multi-Man. Multi-Man was last seen in X-Men: The Last Stand. He didn't really do much. He was just in that opening scene with the truck, which is kind of cool. And Multi-Man did have, the actor who played him in The Last Stand had a little snark to him. He's like, yeah, I'm on board, whatever. I can see James Franco playing that kind of character. I think he'd be an interesting Gambit, you know. But
exactly, that's what I mean. Sorry, Gambit.
Channing Tatum is Gambit.
Channing Tatum.
Last we heard, okay, Mr.
I want to eat off his abs. Bro, I wonder if we talk about Chisel eyeballs here. Like, the other day we were discussing.
No, but listen.
Like, honestly, bro.
That gentleman had some wonderful eyes.
If he does not win, I'm going to be pissed.
I'm sorry.
You know, next week, December 7th.
Next week, okay.
If he does not win on the podcast, I'm going to say it's by his fault for voting for him.
Oh.
Actually, did we vote together?
We did vote together. What was that for again?
The Video Game Awards.
The Video Game Awards, yes.
Tune in on Twitch, YouTube, and anywhere else you can watch the Video Game Awards. I don't know what else.
But back to pushing it to a hard R, I'm concerned. Because we all knew this was going to happen. Deadpool was a huge hit. Logan was pretty good as well. And now they're like, you know what? We're going to do RRR. They're going to make R-rated superhero movies. even if they don't need to be R-rated. And they're going to push...
But a good X-Men movie needs to be X-rated.
Not no, why? X-rated.
Oh, ooh.
Don't say ooh, you said
ooh.
It. A good X-Men movie needs to be X-rated.
Can you imagine?
There are X-Men movies that are X-rated. You got to go on those sites, okay? You
can't. Supersonic.
Okay,
Juancho's
into that extra special cosplay, if you know what I'm saying.
Super Teenage Mutant Warhead and Deadpool?
I don't know. I don't think she'd be into it.
What about the big iron guy?
He'd be into it.
No, I think you'd be into the big scary girl.
Yeah.
He's a little shy, but after the shyness goes away, a couple drinks.
Oh, she lived after Logan, after Deadpool. Maybe they'll be in love in the next movie.
We never know.
I'm sorry, that was just so odd. But I know I am concerned, though, however, that about this recent rash of I mean, if the property warrants an X rating, Jesus, if it warrants an R rating, go for it. But I don't think you should just pluck a comic book. I don't want to see an R-rated Cyclops movie. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't
no,
need
no,
to be
no,
like,
no,
you
no.
Know.
Not everything needs to be R. But I would love to see an R-rated Dark Phoenix.
Why? Why do you think...
Oh, it would be wonderful.
It wouldn't be wonderful.
Oh, seeing her cut people through those... Like, it would be wonderful.
You saw her burn into Logan's chest in Last Stand. What else do you need to see? You saw her vaporize people. You don't need... You see, that's what I'm talking about. See, it's people like you. We don't need an R for that. Logan, fine. I understand you need an R. Deadpool, yeah, sure. Why not?
I'd love to see an R-rated Iceman movie.
I think Deadpool would have been just as funny PG-13 than R because I didn't feel it was R.
I thought it was very R.
I don't think it was R. I mean, yes, he had a lot of those sexual jokes.
That's the gory part of
there's
the
a lot of gore that's PG-13. You can get away with a lot of gore at PG-13.
I think that R would be better.
R! Not to say that I didn't like the R. I liked it, but I'm just saying that when I watched it, I'm like, this isn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. They're like, oh, hard R. But
so
I hope that
they
just studios, just don't abuse it. If the property warrants an R.
If you don't use it.
Sure. But don't make a movie and aim it to R. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, yeah. You know, some people make a movie aiming it to PG-13 and it gets an R rating, so they reduce some stuff.
Yeah.
It's different. Make the movie you want to make. And if it becomes an R, keep it as an R. That's what I'm trying to say. All right?
That sounds like a plan. So, keeping it in the R, I don't know how that makes sense. Tokyo
keeping
Disneyland.
It in the R.
Tokyo Disneyland. This is coming from Kotaku.com. Tokyo Disney is planning a new theme park. Currently, there are two Tokyo Disney parks, Tokyo Disneyland and Tokyo Disney Sea.
Tokyo.
Construction of the third park will start in 2025. The theme might be Japan. So wait, you're going to have a Japan theme park in Japan? Isn't Japan just one theme park at all?
Maybe feudal.
According to the
maybe feudal
release,
Japan. Come on.
Well, there is feudal parts of Japan.
Oh, still?
Like temples and stuff, which I would love to visit. Oh, we're going to take a visit to Japan. According to the release, a Japanese-style theme is being considered to appeal tourists visiting the country. The park will feature new attractions and new characters with a massive 30 billion yen. That's 2.7 billion American investment plan. Wait,
wow.
Damn, I just Americanized
this. This is in Tokyo?
It should have been $2.7 billion. Because, you know, not everything is... It's like that, but whatever. More details should be announced in May 2018. This comes as Osaka's Universal Studios Japan has surged its popularity thanks to the Harry Potter and the Minions attraction as the country's birth rate has dropped dramatically. Universal Japan is also getting a Mario theme expansion, which should further the park's popularity. Now, here's the thing. I'm all for it. I'm down for it. Let's do it. But bring a Mario theme park to Universal Studios Orlando, and we'll get a deal. And get rid of the Marvel side, and give all that to Disney, and just put whole Mario themes. Make Luigi's roller coaster, make Mario's spinning attraction, and make Peach's something. I don't know. Just give me something Mario in Universal Studios Orlando. Do it!
Or Nintendo Land. Smash Brothers World.
God, I'm trying to behave.
Okay.
I had a good one about that one.
Oh, yeah.
It's a family podcast, Juancho.
It's a family show.
So, guys, so that will be it for that. Next up, Infinity War trailer.
So, we're gonna take a break right here, and then we'll be back with Garbanzo and Darflex to give you our response to
the
Infinity War trailer.
And watch us the same day on YouTube. of our reaction of our faces.
Yeah. It's actually coming... That's what she said. It's coming right before this. So if you want to... If you in succession, chronologically, listen up to now. Just pause the podcast. Go watch us on YouTube, www.vibrevstudios.com, and come back to this from here on forth. We'll be right back.
Yes. Word. And we're back. We got Garbanzo.
What's going on, guys?
Darth Flex.
What's up, guys?
And Vibe.
I'm somewhere in the back.
So we just finished watching the Infinity War trailer. Guys?
Absolutely amazing.
I loved it, man. I loved it so much.
Who's lackluster?
I needed it, though.
I mean,
Vibe in his grumpy hat shirt. Bring it off.
Hold on. I didn't say I didn't like it. I just said I missed that moment. I'm missing the moment where I jumped up. There was no defining moment for me. That's what I'm saying.
One, this is the first trailer, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, first official trailer, one. Two, they're Marvel's known for their build-up. So, I mean, I'm expecting a nice little build-up coming up.
I don't know. I think they're right. Their Age of Ultron trailer got me hype. You know, they give you a little piece of the Veronica.
Oh, Veronica?
It was, though.
That is the whole no strings on me thing.
Yeah, that was pretty good. This one had a somber tone to the Avengers theme, which is fine.
Which is expected.
It was a bunch of clips. I mean, it was kind of cute to see. It's probably going to be the first time that Natasha and Bruce Banner see each other again. But there was no moment I was like, "Ooh, I need to see this movie. I'm going to see it. I want to see it." But there was no moment.
I can't agree. I mean, honestly, I think two spots for me was like it solidified me wanting to see this movie. One was the seeing that Peter Parker's new
armor Spider-Man.
That was cool. We saw the suit though.
Yeah, but I didn't see it like that.
No, we didn't see it on him, but we never saw the suit at all. Yes, that'd have been like a ooh moment.
Yeah, but we saw the suit.
We saw the suit. So it lost the ooh for me. I knew that Captain America was gonna have a beard. We saw that. Lost the ooh for me. I knew that the Black Widow was gonna have blonde hair. Lost that for me.
See, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
it was in all the pictures. It was in the concept art.
For me, it was the Guardians of the Galaxy, man. I was really
Teenage Groot.
I knew they were gonna meet.
Do you think Teenage Groot is legal enough to drink?
In space?
Yes. Oh,
he can drink
God.
Water. I mean, he has to
drink. Wait, he has to drink water.
Teenage Groot was
there.
Teenage Groot was awesome. In the Guardians.
So that's why Star-Lord had a more pronounced mustache. Because this is long after Guardians 2.
Yes.
I think this takes place after...
You see Teenage Groot.
Here's the problem with this trailer, and this trailer is completely different from the one they showed at the convention. The trailer that they showed at the convention showed Thor floating in space after with a whole bunch of shipwreck. And they picked him up.
Yes.
And then that's when he wakes up there. Because I saw the trailer from the Comic Con.
No, yeah.
Did anyone else notice that Thanos had two stones already?
Yeah, he has.
He had the blue stone
for
the Tesseract.
Tesseract from Loki, because there was a scene on one of those Comic Cons where they show Loki giving up the
Tesseract
to try to bargain with them.
Which I'm sure that's Loki's MO.
Well, I mean, he's just fulfilling the
promise. You went to Nova Corps and stole the purple stone, which is the.
Did you destroy the Nova Corps?
I'm pretty sure. How else are you gonna get the
Did purple? He have the purple stone on the gauntlet?
Yes, he did. Okay. He had those two. He was trying to obtain the Soul Stone
from Vision.
From Vision, he still needs the one the red,
which is the Ether,
the green,
which is the Time Gem, which I did not see it around.
There's no Time Gem. The Time Gem has not been yet seen by any of the movies.
That is not true.
Oh yes,
Doctor Strange.
Just correct.
I want you to apologize.
You know what? Forget you. So the Time Gem. The one with the red one?
Friggin' knees.
The ether, which is the reality gem.
Yeah, the reality gem.
Okay.
So I think we're missing one more that hasn't been announced yet before that.
Well, it's the
space.
It's the space, which is Tesseract.
Okay.
We have time, which is the Doctor Strange. We have the power, which is the
purple.
I need more chairs in the studio.
Or at least a stool.
You're a stool.
I lost my train of thought. Soul Gem. That's what's missing.
I called the yellow one the Soul Gem. That's not the Soul Gem.
Soul Gem is the one that's missing.
Yeah, that's the one that's missing.
So what's the
Mind Gem. That's the Mind Gem.
Oh, the Mind Gem. So it gives him a mind.
So confusing.
It is confusing because, I mean, they changed up the stuff, though.
And the whole thing is that, here's the thing is that, and people forget that, and actually, it's in the comics, and I want to see if they actually do it this way.
Here we go. I got the names here.
The gem, the
mind gem, the reality gem, the power gem, the space gem, the time gem, and the soul gem.
But is that
exactly?
So we don't have the reality gem yet.
That's the one that's missing. No, they have the reality gem. They change the colors.
Oh, the
reality? Yeah, reality gem is the ether.
Then the mind gem?
Exactly.
Mind gem is the one that's on Vision's
high. Then the power gem?
Purple.
Is it the ether?
Then the space gem?
Space gem is Tesseract.
The time gem?
Doctor Strange.
And then the soul gem is the only thing.
That's the last one. Which people think that... Okay, the ongoing theory that is all over the internet, and I'm not sure if it's true or not, but I don't know how... Maybe
the force.
Maybe you guys can help me out with this. Now, it's on Heimdall's chest.
Huh?
Heimdall.
What's on Heimdall's chest?
They say that's where the soul gem is, because remember...
Jeez. The family podcast.
That's why I just left.
So the whole thing is that the ongoing theory right now is that Heimdall is the one that has the soul gem, because he can see all the souls in Midgard. And he has those orange glowing eyes.
But they said it was in his eyes, though.
But that's the whole thing. So
they're going to blind him.
Well, no, the whole thing is that the soul gem himself may be on something that he's wearing.
Do you think they're going to probably, once they attack Thor's ship, because I know he's in there, they're probably taking
And remember, he goes to Valhalla. Valhalla, not where he's from, but the afterlife.
Yeah.
And Heimdall, in the, I think it was the flashback, he actually has no eyes. He's blind.
Yep.
And everyone is dead.
Yeah, so it's going to be quite an interesting movie.
Interesting. So, final thoughts, gentlemen, before we wrap this up?
I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to see the fighting go... I forget the name of the place where Black Panther's from.
Wakanda. Okay. Oh, well, the thing is, that's another movie I'm extremely excited for.
Yes.
Do you know that actually Marvel did their homework to get this movie right, to get the same type of African feel in this movie, and keeping it yet giving the modern look to it?
I think the influence from Disney actually came in handy.
I think this is a side topic we should have a discussion somewhere else. I think they ended up doing their homework right after the backlash they got from Doctor Strange of them being
Tibet,
yes.
I agree. They put more time and more effort into it, and I'm really happy with the outcome. The cast is outstanding.
Oh, yes.
Infinity War or Black Panther?
Yeah, we're just giving credit to Black
War.
Oh, well, sorry, yeah. So, I
lost an Infinity War trailer.
I'm loving it. I can't wait. I can't wait for the next trailer to come out in a few months.
I agree.
It's going to be epic and insane. I can't wait.
Overall,
I'm excited.
I'm going to watch the movie.
Yeah, we're going to watch it regardless.
Mr. Garrison.
I'm looking forward to the next trailer, too. I want more oomph. I expect it to be a good movie, but the trailer didn't give me that ooh, yeah, let's go see it kind of feel. I can't wait for it to come out kind of thing. That's what I'm waiting for.
Abre la puerta es Domino.
And we're back.
Why'd you say we're not back?
I don't know.
We didn't say we weren't back.
I'm confused.
Did we leave?
All right, carry on.
I'm still here.
So, wonderful movie. We can't wait to see it.
Super excited!
We're all excited.
Wonderful trailer.
Next up is going to be the Star Wars The Last Jedi, so we are excited about
this. Super excited about this.
And birthday for me.
Oh, yes.
Woo, birthday!
How are you turning?
Are
you older than Jason?
I will just say that I will be old enough to drink.
Fantastic.
There you go.
Could you be my father?
I thought he was your father. I thought it was between me or him.
Oh.
We didn't get a test result.
You just like calling me daddy. There's a difference.
Yeah, it was the same night.
They like to roleplay
nights.
Family
podcast.
guys. Make sure you tune in on WeBeGeekPC.com. That's WeBeGeekPC.com.
It's the first place to get the podcast.
Also, watch us on...
Watch us.
Yeah, on YouTube.
Let's do us on iTunes, and Google Play, and Stitcher. And then if you guys want to see the smooth, buttery voices you're listening to, check us out a couple of days later on the video recap on YouTube. It's youtube.com/VibeRevStudios. That's VibeRevStudios. Yeah, there we go.
And
if you want more Geek Bros,
Check our Instagram at Geek Bros, GEEKBR0S, and Twitter is the same handle.
And email if you want to talk
email,
to us.
GEEKBROS at Outlook.com.
And if you want more studio information and more studio fantasticness and all your Geek Bro stuff, visit our website.
VibreVStudios.com.
www.VibreVStudios.com. VibreVStudios.com.
I
have a good feeling that the links will be in the description.
That too.
They're always in the description.
Good point.
This is Juancho.
Garbanzo.
Darth Flex.
And Vibe.
And remember, guys, I love you all.
Keeping up with the Geek Bros.